Thanks, Nathan. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us this morning. My next guest is the writer Kathy Flan. She teaches fiction and creative nonfiction at Goucher College in Towson, and she has recently published an absolutely terrific book of short stories, most of which are placed in and around Baltimore, and all of which are peopled with richly textured and fascinating characters, from 7-foot-tall Estonian brothers hoping to get admitted to Loyola College, to an aspiring writer trying to keep her deadbeat dad at bay, to a guy who finds a meteor in Catonsville. The book is called Get a Grip, and Kathy Flan joins me in the studio. It's great to meet you.
Oh, thanks. It's great to meet you. Good morning.
And I'm just a huge fan of this book. Congratulations on it. I really, really enjoyed it. Our mutual friend Madison Smart Bell turned me on to it, and I'm really glad that he did. The title's Get a Grip. That's also the title of a story. I guess all of these stories are in some way about how folks are figuring out how to get a grip.
Yes, exactly. It was a real labor of love. I moved to Baltimore in 2008, so I'm coming to it with an outsider's perspective, having lived in a lot of different, you know, small towns and smallish cities here and in England. And I came here, and having moved a lot as a single person and starting over a lot of times, Baltimore was by far the easiest place to make friends, the place I felt most engaged with right away in terms of a community. And it's kind of got the tight-knit quality of a small town and yet the sort of challenges and benefits of an urban center.
So you came to Baltimore to take the gig at Goucher College?
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just really found it a really important community to me right away.
But there's also, as you read through these stories, there's a very fungible meaning to the notion of get a grip. I mean, that's a little, you know, colloquialism that we all use, but, you know, it means different things to different characters, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And I think, you know, the characters, I hope, are, you know, quite different from each other. And each story wasn't written necessarily thinking about the collection as a whole. But once it was coming together as a book, and which story was going to be the title story, it just seemed right that it should be that particular story.
Yeah, and the title story concerns a woman, I guess 40-ish, something like that, who's dating a younger man.
Yes.
And sort of trying to negotiate her feelings that she has for this guy. So she's trying to get a grip in a particular way. Tell us a little bit about her and him.
The story begins, it's the day of her 40th birthday, and she's kind of struggling with that. And, you know, in the midst of a kind of existential moment of reflection on where she is, which isn't very satisfying to her, her ex walks in and, you know, she kind of pounces on him at that moment. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's a story in a lot of ways about the ways that we can kind of trick ourselves.
One of the things that struck me is that there's two things about this. It's a very sexy book. There's a lot of sex in it. There's a lot of amorous love and physical love and interesting takes on the notion that it's not, you know, prurient by any means, but it's sexy. And all of the women in this book are beautiful and alluring and attractive in every way. I mean, do you ever write about unattractive people? Am I ever going to end up in one of your books?
I think that, I don't know. I feel like no matter who someone is, they have beauty, you know? And I think that, I guess that's what I'm seeing through the physical. I think that we all have so many flaws, and I try to address that as well. But I think that, you know, we all have beauty, and I guess I kind of see life that way, that it's beautiful and absurd and tragic. And I hope that each person in the collection reflects all of those things.
And two of the most beautiful characters, who are also among the most absurd and tragic in a lot of ways, are these two Estonian brothers. They're basketball players. They're giants. And they're here in Baltimore with their mother. And all of a sudden, because of their basketball prowess, they have the opportunity, perhaps, to go to Loyola College. But this is not any simple admissions story, is it?
No. They're trying to do something which seems simple, which is just get across town from their neighborhood to Loyola so they can do an interview. But there's many obstacles. The bus doesn't come. I think anybody who's lived here for a while and uses the bus could tell a story about a time when the bus didn't come or something happened. And so I, you know, even after being here a short time, I knew that happened a lot to people. So that was part of the story. The bus doesn't come. What will they do then? With them being as tall as they are, with them being mixed race, they face this challenge. Like, no, they can't get anyone to stop for them. They can't get anyone to kind of give them a break to get across town to just a few miles just to get to the interview. So, you know, the idea of being a kind of stranger in your own in your own land kind
That I'm not going to give anything away, but they do make it to the campus. And then when they make it, there's another very interesting twist and turn. Almost every story has a very interesting, unexpected twist and turn. Do you consciously balance this tension between storyline and plot and what's going to happen to the people with the sort of literary descriptions of what's going on in their heads?
Yeah, I always try to think about what, you know, does the desire of the character. What does the character want more than anything in the world right now? What does this character want? And what stands in the way of getting it at this particular moment? And what would be the worst thing for this particular character at this moment in this story? And what will they do in response to that?
Do you plot this all out before you start writing?
Do you have a little
Are you one of those graphers who says, you know, she hears, she goes here, she meets him. She
no index this. Cards. Uh-huh. No, I figure it out by writing it. So I write the beginning. I write until I hit that roadblock where I'm like, I don't know what else should happen, and maybe that's page six. And when I realize, like, I don't know what's going to happen, I often go back and write it again. I write the beginning again. And I think, well, there was something I didn't know that didn't allow me to figure out what the character would do. And if I don't know what the character would do, it's because I didn't know the character well enough. I didn't know what was the worst thing that could happen to them at that moment because I didn't know them well enough. So I go back to the beginning.
And beginnings have different endings, of course.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. What are you looking for in a reader? Who's your ideal reader?
Oh, gosh, that's a really hard question. I feel like... a reader with a sense of humor is important to me. And I hope whenever anyone says something like, oh, I thought the story was so funny, I always find that the biggest compliment because I am dealing with difficult issues and material. But I do think life is funny. And I always want that to come through the characters rather than from me. So I don't ever know if like that's going to resonate or hit people the right way. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my favorite thing is when that happens.
This is your second collection of short stories. We're just finishing up here, just a few seconds left. How do you figure out whether a story is novel size or short story size?
I always tended to gravitate to the short story because I feel like there's this opportunity for little to stand for big. And I feel like life is like that, that there's these little things that happen, but yet they indicate so much.
Well, this is a book of little things with big impact. So congratulations. It's really terrific.
Oh, thank you so much.
Great
Thanks
to meet
for
you.
Having me.
Kathy Flann, her collection of short stories is called Get a Grip. It's published by Texas Review Press. You can meet Kathy Flann tomorrow night at the Ivy Bookshop in North Baltimore. She'll be joined in that reading by David Eppenbach and Leslie Pierczyk as well. The event begins at 7 o'clock. We've got a link to the details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. We'll be back with you on Friday here on 88.1. I'm Tom Hall for Nathan Sterner and the entire Maryland Morning team. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.